Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. Hello, everybody. It is Wednesday. We are back with another part one of a two-part episode this week with Marianne. And it is that time of year when emotions can run high. We're between the holiday season here in the U.S. Thanksgiving's over. Christmas is just around the corner. We are approaching the holiday season at the end of the year here, and it can be a trying time for some of us. And so today we are going to talk to Marianne about emotions. And so Marianne has been a leader in psychotherapy approaches and a supervisor for clinicians for over 30 years. In her guidance of individuals, she has supported clinics to unlock their full potential. With more than a decade of experience as an energy healer of the emotion, body, and belief code, which I love, and I think we have barely touched on, but this episode's fully dedicated to, she combines traditional approaches with energy healing. She has a powerful understanding of the mind-body-spirit connection, which is what we focus on in this podcast, and her holistic approach has helped countless people awaken their inner guidance, reclaim their personal power, and transform their lives from inside out. She does coaching and is excited to help people shed old patterns, embark on powerful transformations that can bring joy, fulfillment, and success to every area of your life. So today in part one, Marianne and I are going to talk about her Catholic upbringing to the Methodist Church to metaphysics, which is a pretty interesting path. And the role of emotional frequency in the body and the role of the body in emotions as a place that emotions can be stored or kind of get stuck. So this non-physical thing can kind of get jammed up in our actual bodies, which is very interesting. How animals process stress. We talk a little bit about another, a book I've mentioned before on this podcast, Burnout, which will be included in the notes. Emotions versus feelings. And then we get into the emotion code and the body code. And then we talk a little bit about inherited emotions. And I am a big, huge believer in the emotion code. I don't know much about the body code and the belief code, so I learned a lot more about that with this episode, and I am very excited to get into this today. And I met Marianne through that podcast guest's website again. So still not sponsored by that website, but definitely found it as a great resource for finding people to be on this podcast. And with that, we are going to get to it. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Spirituality What podcast. I'm Rebecca, the host of this podcast, and I am here today with my new friend, Marianne. Marianne, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I was introduced to Rebecca through someone else, and I was so excited to, you know, speak about spirituality and the emotions that go along with it. I'm a licensed psychotherapist. And discovered many years ago that just talking with people wasn't going to help them through their journey. And so the part of this is learning that I had to learn the energy healing work. So I combined that with my work. But I also, you know, had some real strong feelings about what to do in spirituality and what to do with people in psychotherapy. So it's been a wonderful journey, I think, over... I got to be 10 or 15 years now I've been doing energy work in alignment with my psychotherapy.
Awesome. That is wonderful, Marianne. And thank you so much for joining us today. I will just start by saying I am super excited. I've been looking for somebody to talk to about emotions and spirituality. And it's been on my radar this entire time that I've been working on this podcast from the very beginning. I knew it was an episode that I wanted to do. So I'm very thrilled that you're willing to join me today and willing to go on this adventure. So before we get into the topic of emotions specifically, I'm going to ask you the same question that I ask all the interviewees on this podcast, which is, what does spirituality mean to you?
That's a good one, but it's loaded. You know, it's like, so I think it's evolving. Okay. Spirituality is an evolving concept for all of us. I was raised Catholic, and I'm also Italian American, so second generation. So it was very tied in together, being Catholic and Italian. And when I was a kid growing up, I didn't know there was this difference with other people. And so I began, and in the Catholic training, they teach you a lot of rituals. And I just did the rituals. It just seemed like the thing to do. As I got older, it was like I needed something more. So about probably in my 20s, I joined a Methodist church and decided that, you know, that was maybe giving me more information. And it helped me break out of the tradition of the Catholicism, but I still needed more. And in probably 20, 25 years ago, I began to study metaphysics. So what is that? Well, it's just the study of that we're beyond our humanness, what's reality in the world. And at first, it gave me such a connection to the rituals that I learned in my Catholicism. I was like, wow, this is really great. I'm really, you know, connecting now.
Nice.
So after a time, I really realized like spirituality was so much bigger and energy in the world. So sometimes I don't even call it spirituality. I call it the connection to energy because we're connected to the trees and the birds and the earth. And, you know, how does that, we're all cells. So I kind of go into that concept of the bigger picture, and it is different for everybody. I don't assume I have the answers, but I just know like it's an evolving process if you want it to be.
Absolutely. And I'm totally with you on the energy thing. I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but it kind of came up a little more recently when I released the atheism and spirituality episode, which was really interesting because in prep for that episode, I was like, maybe I'm a spiritual atheist because all I believe in is energy. I don't believe, you know, I'm not sure if I believe in anything else, but it's so its own thing. It's so big, but it's also real, like it's science-based, you know? So I'm like, I don't know. So it's a very interesting topic for sure. And it kind of plays in a little bit and gets us into our topic for today, which is emotions. So let's jump into the topic of emotions and start with, what are emotions? Bom, bom, bom.
So I'm certified in the emotion code, body code, belief code, also Psyche, which is also about core beliefs, which is similar to the belief code, and how are these emotions sitting in us and why do we have them? There's so many different theories about that, but you know, in psychotherapy, we say, okay, emotions come from our life experiences, and then we get a lens, and that lens determines how we behave in the world, and then that's what we have to address. But what if emotions are, you know, part of the mind, body, spirit concept? So in mind, body, spirit, we know that, oh, we want to address the spiritual part of ourselves, if that's of your value. The mind is so amazing. And we leave the body like it's a third world country. And we don't recognize that the body is as equal to spirit and mind. And the body is holding space, in essence, for our emotions, and it's in the form of vibrations.
Okay.
So that's kind of how to think about it from a scientific point of view. Emotions take up. So let's say we have, you know, somebody bullied us when we were a kid, and that bullying hurt our heart. So in the heart, there is this part that has to like cope. So it's vibrating at a level. It's very subtle. We don't notice these things. This is like this, the body is amazing. First of all, its functioning is so complex. We can never comprehend it consciously. So it's hard for us to get a grasp of like, there's an emotion that's in the body and it's vibrating and what's it doing and how's it, you know? So we have to be cautious about making this something in the, like, to pull out. An emotion is an experience. And we have seen, and in the field I've been in, they've seen through EEGs, the change in emotion in the brain when you release an emotion through emotion code, let's say, or psyche. And it changes the brain. So the neurotransmitters are responding to some change in your thought. So if we have a thought change, we are now releasing something from the body. The body now opens space. We feel freer. We go, geez, I'm not as tricked up by that, triggered by that. So we got free. And so I can't tell you why it happens, but I see it. I've been doing it for over 10 years. It's like amazing to me.
So what you're saying, I'm just going to summarize a little bit of what you just said, right? Which is potentially the emotion is the mental, physical, and if you believe in it and like that, spiritual reaction to an experience from an energetic and a vibrational perspective that has the ability to process and leave your field, your whole physical, emotional, spiritual field, or the possibility of getting stuck in there or staying in there or not really releasing, right, in the way that you said. Is that accurate? Is that kind of what you were saying?
It's very accurate. The stuckness comes from that we may have too many things like on a conveyor belt that we need to process. So okay. If you have trauma after trauma after trauma, your body begins to just build up and says, I'll get to it eventually. So it stores it.
Okay.
And sometimes we're not able to release it because it's just too many things.
And when we say process here, we mean the ability to work through it so that it doesn't get stored. Just
right.
Right. So, and whatever, so processing is whatever that means. I think my favorite, I'll just jump in, my favorite example of processing, I think the book was Burnout. And in that book, they talk about the stress relief mechanism of dogs, which is the shaking, right? And so dogs, you know, they get real excited. They go to the dog park or whatever, and they run around and something kind of crazy happens. And then the dogs go at it and then they all separate and they all shake. And it's this actual physical shaking off of the stress emotion and maybe some other things. And so that's a very visual example. And so in that book, they also talk about how kids actually do that. And I'm not around kids very often, so I really like want to watch out for that in kids. But kids have these physical mechanisms to shake off or get rid of by physically moving emotions and stress and things like that. And so that's just one way, I guess. Talk therapy could be another way, or all of these other therapeutic methodologies and strategies we've come up with are also ways to sort of process emotions, right?
Yeah, it's great that I love the dog analogy. I use a deer analogy.
Okay, do it. What's the deer analogy?
Deer's eating in the woods and hanging out, and they're happy as can be. And wolf comes along, the deer, you know, alert, starts to run. The deer outruns the wolf, and it's saved, it's fine. And it shakes all the adrenaline off.
Okay. Yeah.
So again, it's stress response. It activates and then they relax and then they go back to eating. They don't have an alert system that says I now have to be always running or always actively fearful because I know how to do this. Mm-hmm. So they don't have that mechanism that says be alert, vigilant. As humans, we have an experience, and if we don't finish the process, and that's creating the, I use a process where the right and left hemisphere of the brain processes, goes back and forth, the thought, okay, we got it. All the skills of the right hemisphere, all the skills of the left hemisphere, balance it out, and then we're done. We process that. What happens is we use maybe one side of the brain or the other, and we don't finish processing. So we stay in alert mode. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting for the next shoe to drop. We use that term a lot. Or I'm waiting for this experience to happen again. And what happens subconsciously is we start searching for that experience to happen again.
Our perspective sort of changes. We kind of put some blinders on.
Mm-hmm. And we use a lens to say, this always is going to happen if I have an experience with this type of a situation. So the emotion gets stored because it's not yet released. And that's what we always have to remember we're coming back to is like, where is it stored? Well, the heart stores a lot. You know, in the emotion code, they talk about it from the perspective of the heart wall, and the organs carry a lot. Every organ has an emotion attached to it. So I always sometimes think, what comes first, the organs out of balance or the emotion is experienced in the world.
Oh, interesting.
So if it's from the outside in, it goes, that organ is activated, or if somehow our health issue. But as long as this is running, this vibration, it's creating a lens for us to look through and could cause us illness.
Mm. And so what is the difference between emotions and feelings? Are they the same?
Good question. You know, you gave me that question and I started to think about it. Emotions are these activated things, right? As we process an emotion, we use our lens to define how are we going to feel about that emotion. Mm. So we use our external world to frame it. And so what we're doing in a lot of our work is, what do I do with that emotion? Well, I could cry and say I'm a victim, or say that this person is always hurting me, and that's the feeling piece. But what if we say, oh, this emotion is mine. I'm coming from my own authentic self. And I'm okay. I just have to know that this emotion is normal or healthy or upsetting. And then it's done. Mm. We do, you know, I use many methods to help process it before it becomes the feeling stage. Because what happens in the feeling stage is we act on it.
Okay. So the emotion is more, as we said before, this reaction, it's more of this sort of raw thing. And the feeling is I'm going to say two things, potentially contentious. The feeling is the identification of the emotion, but then also potentially the thing we start focusing on to get it stuck.
Yes. Ironically. Mm. Yes. Mm. So let's say you have anger. Oh, I'm having some anger. Something came up for me. Now I have to find a reason why this anger is here. It must be because somebody just cut me off while I was driving. Or it must be because this. But why is it that sometimes you can have anger and you don't blame it on anybody? Mm. You go, oh, this is a trigger I'm experiencing. And most likely it's a trigger from a childhood experience.
Yeah, totally. Interesting. So you mentioned emotion. Now I'm going to use the word emotions associated with certain organs in your body. And so I think this is really a interesting part of this conversation, as this podcast is geared at talking about both spiritual beings, and we'll get to the spiritual part in a little bit, but also our 3D manifestations of our spiritual beings and the impacts on that. So emotions are we have emotions as 3D human beings, and they can get stuck, and then they can get certain emotions are associated with different parts of our body. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So in the trainings of emotion code, body code, and the belief code, I'll talk a little separately about the belief code, but the body code and emotion code are all about that. The body glands, the structure, our skeleton, our organs all carry emotions. And so if we're ill in some way, what is that organ or gland that is, they call it imbalanced. And so let's, for instance, the kidney. The kidneys carry things like, I pulled it up here, blaming, dread, fear. So if the kidney is unhappy in some way, it's not ill, but it's not doing well, we get fear. Mm. Why would we get fear in one situation but not another? Well, that's we're experiencing something from the kidney. So is it the chicken before the egg?
Mm.
So now we have fear. Where's the fear? Oh, I have to define it. Well, we have many situations that can define it because we have lifetimes of experiences. So if we have a healthy kidney and fear comes up, we just go, oh, I'm okay. Things are good. And I don't need to be scared of A, B, and C. And we move through it.
Okay. So we start out pretty well equipped to process emotions, as we discussed this sort of instinctual shaking that apparently is witnessed in children. What happens? What is it, like a something that happens in our brain or something that happens to our spiritual selves? Like, what happens where we go away from, I mean, you don't see adults just on the street. You do sometimes see adults just shaking on the street, but they're not usually just shaking their emotions off, right? But what are your thoughts?
So I, because of some of this work, some of it's inherited. So kids don't necessarily come in completely free of everything. We're learning more and more how our DNA carries emotional history, not just the physical history. And so if the emotion is that we always have to be fearful of spiders, sometimes it's like, wow, where'd that come from? You know? And you asked a question about that. How do we lose the shaking, the joy, you know? That's part of, we have a lot of oppression, okay, in our society. And the oppression is like, don't be too joyful. Don't, you know, children
don't be yourself.
Children should not speak, and, you know, they should just stay quiet and not be heard. That's well-behaved children, you know, and we're learning, and this wonderful new generations coming up are saying, oh no, my kids can speak. I want to speak, you know, everybody wants a voice, which is wonderful. And I think that's the shaking it turns into, is that when we have a voice and we speak our truth, that's the interpretation I use for shaking.
Yeah.
And we need to keep teaching our children to express themselves. That's the shaking. That's the joy of like, I just had this experience. I didn't like it. I loved it. You know,
and they can have fun
with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you said inherited emotions. And so what you're saying there then is, well, I'll take me for example. So I have emotions that are not fully processed because of childhood, whatever. And I have a kid. And so now there's a possibility in what you're saying, there's a possibility, and it happens, which is that potentially that unprocessed energetic vibration is also transferred to a similar, maybe even part of the body or area of the energy of the child.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Yeah. And the thing about what I love about emotion code, the umbrella of it is called Discover Healing. And they really defined that we can clear that.
Yeah.
When we do these practices, we really are clearing not just the person, but the generations before and the generations after.
Absolutely.
And it blows my mind.
It is totally bizarre and mind-boggling. I'm with you.
Hey, I had somebody come to me and she said, I just want to do inherited work. And so I use muscle testing because I work online.
Yep.
And we just went through and asked lots and lots of questions, and stuff came up that she was never going to share with anybody. And she's like, wow, that stuff had been, you know, in my grandparents' generation too. And the people say, and this is, you know, maybe I just listen, is that they feel lighter. They feel freer.
Yeah.
And not burdened. And they don't know what it happened.
Well, how can they? Like, in some cases, in the case for me, so I'm just going to jump in really quickly. I freaking love emotion code. We've talked about muscle testing on this podcast before. But really, it's a mechanism to like get in touch with your subconscious, with like your true self, like get away from the mind and get some answers. And so I freaking love the emotion code, but I did some sessions on inherited emotions. And how can you know, how can you process with talk therapy or any other methodology an emotion that's trapped from 20 generations ago? Like just scientifically, how else can you do that? Like, what other options are there?
So I think that we're learning how to open that door more and more in the mental health field. Mental health field is going to be the last vestige of opening the door, but it's happening, which is very exciting. The concept of, you know, can come through other ways.
Okay.
And it just might be something that kind of sits with you. Don't know why you have this state of feeling. And that can, you know, be brought forward in talk therapy, but then you have to go into the core beliefs of why that matters to you. Mm. And that's the body work. Okay. So, you know, we have things like eye movement, desensitization, reintegration, EMDR.
Oh yeah, EMDR, that's a great example.
There is internal family systems, which is all about the parts we carry and how the self is trying to integrate, but these parts have other experiences. So there might be a part that's the inherited that sits quietly in the background, but pokes at us. And we don't know why we're poked.
Or changes the lens based on what you were saying before, right?
Yeah. So there's lots of great things happening. I'm very excited about that. And more traditional therapists are entering through those avenues. Not many psychotherapists do energy healing work along with their work together. So, but it's exciting. It's an exciting field to be in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So the emotion code is a methodology using muscle testing and a prescription of questions to locate these stuck, trapped, unprocessed emotions and to release them, process them, basically. So what is the body code then?
So the body takes it up a notch. The body code is more about where in the body is this stuck. So you might have...
Oh, like the organs or whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, before. So you have more access to understanding that, you know, the body code might have the post-traumatic issues. Okay. So where is in the body is PTSD sitting? You know, is it a physical emotional shock? So that's another thing that we don't recognize in talk therapy as much, is that the body, you might not have an emotional connection to something, but the body got shocked. Like it got hit with a Mack truck for an experience. Uh-huh. So where does that go? It sits in a part of the body, or it's just, you know, sort of part of the heart system.
So just really quickly, what you're saying is, in addition to emotions that are recognized, maybe not completely identified as feelings from a mental perspective, you have energetic trauma of getting punched in the arm that maybe you didn't feel or somehow, that's not a great example, right? But like something physically happened to you that you didn't create an emotion or a feeling about, but your body now has this traumatic energetic signature yeah. in a particular location as well.
And the brain takes this in as the emotion and the trauma. So it gets entangled. Mm.
And that is the end of our episode today. I wanted to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for sticking with this podcast this year as we round out almost the first year of the Spirituality What podcast. I am looking forward to starting next year with a little bit more information about me and kind of the history, why I decided to create this podcast. So if you're interested, look forward to that coming out in January, and we will catch y'all next week. Thank you for joining me on today's Spirituality What? Adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.